Hi, my name is Margot Gertz. I have found a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, comparison, and purity. A few months ago, I would never have chosen to admit my sins so openly to a room full of people who didn't know me, but I hope that by listening to my story, you are able to see why I'm so eager to share my brokenness with others. My story begins like many others. I grew up in a loving Christian home that pushed me towards the Lord in every way possible. I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was 7 after being taught that Jesus died for my sins so that one day I could live in heaven with him. From then on, every opportunity and resource to truly know, love, and follow Christ was at my fingertips. I attended an amazing private Christian school. I went to Kennecott camps for 7 years. I grew up at Watermark, a church I loved and felt known and accepted at. I was blessed with the best small group and truly the world's greatest mentors. All these resources allowed me to learn so much about God and made the difficulties of middle school and the beginning of high school pretty manageable. However, I began to find my identity and rely on things of this world, including popularity, friendships, sports, academics, and how others viewed me. However, I ended up facing problems such as hurt from broken friendships, never feeling pretty enough, and seeking to find my identity in boys. But these things never led me to fully depend on God. Although I brought these struggles to the Lord and therefore felt that I was in a close relationship with him, I thought I could manage on my own with little help from him. I did not have a relationship that was fully based on an understanding of how utterly broken and sinful I was and how desperately I needed Jesus. This proved to be a big problem as I went into high school and started dating. My dating relationship slowly grew to become a place where sin reigned in my life as impurity ruled in my heart and actions. I wholeheartedly knew what I was doing was disobedient to God and that my sin was leading me further and further away from him. But the truth was that I wanted my sin more than I wanted a relationship with God, and my actions showed that. During this time, I was continuously convicted of my sin and felt huge amounts of guilt and shame for what I was doing. But I was confused on how, after believing that I'd once had a close relationship with God, I could so easily choose my sin over him. However, this was because I had the wrong idea of what a relationship with God truly looked like. I lived life each day as if God was something that could be useful to me. But through my sin, I realized I needed him as my savior, my refuge in all circumstances, and the healer of my brokenness. I continued to try and fix my sin on my own, but I could not break free from the habits I had chained myself to. I was lost. I felt hopeless. I was hurt. I was not only confused with God, but I was also frustrated with him. I felt God had made me different than all the strong Christians who I deeply admired, and that I just didn't have the ability to know and love God as deeply as they did. I believed there had to be something wrong with me if even after blessing me with every opportunity to know and love him, I still decided to choose my sin over him. I knew I was stuck and unable to get out of my sin on my own, so I cried out to God for help, and he brought me to a ministry at Watermark called Regeneration for Students. I came to God doubtful that things could actually change, but I chose to trust that he had the power to heal my brokenness. And I believed what he said in Matthew 11:28. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." By taking inventory of my past wrongs, hurts, and sins, God showed me that my desire to find my identity in guys was rooted in insecurities caused by comparison. The Lord opened my eyes to the hurts of my past that led to my sin and brokenness. But he didn't stop there. God walked me through the steps of healing. After fully confessing my sins to my parents and peers and opening God's word to find verses that turned my heart away from my sin and back to Christ, I was able to experience true repentance. God brought me out of my inescapable sin patterns and blessed me with the community who knows, loves, and ultimately pushes me to Christ. Through amends, the Lord brought peace and restoration to relationships that had once brought huge amounts of sin and shame into my life. I continued to find hope in God's word as he renewed my understanding of who he is and what he has done for me. Before Region, I felt frustrated with God, but now I'm able to look at my life and see his constant and faithful hand in all circumstances. Although my sin brought lots of pain, I'm thankful for the scars that ultimately led me to see more of Jesus' heart. The Lord did not leave me to continue to try and find life in worldly things that could never satisfy. Instead, he humbled me by showing me that a life in pursuit of anything other than him only ends in large amounts of hurt, overwhelming shame, and complete despair. He offered me something better than I could have ever imagined, a life surrendered to him and his plan for my life. I am made new by God, and with the strength of Christ, I am able to walk forward in obedience to God's word, free from the bondage of my sin that had ruled in my life for so long. The Lord has begun to heal me of my brokenness, but that does not mean I am free from sin or rid of the pain this world brings. I still really struggle with sin. I still fail often, and the past 2 weeks I have failed a lot. I've been tempted to let shame and all the lies take hold in my heart, but I'm choosing even today to believe what God says about me, to believe that he is enough, to believe in his power in me and that he is not finished with me, to believe that I don't have to be perfect because I have a perfect Savior. I recognize that I will still be struggling with sin all the days of my life, but I pray that in the future, I'm able to bring my sins to God, cry out for help, trust he has the power to heal, and seek life change through God's word. 6 months ago, I did everything to hide my sin, hurt, and brokenness. But today, I share my sin openly, hoping that God's faithfulness and love is made evident through my story, and that what the Lord says in 2 Corinthians 12:9 is true when he states, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me." I was lost, hopeless, and stuck in sin, and God brought me to him through Region. And so I encourage anyone who relates to my story of brokenness to cry out to God for help and seek the steps of recovery and healing the Lord offers to all of his children.